You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily Dog Pound. Show your pride and wear your orange and brown on Friday. Then share your photos using the hashtag Dog Pound for the chance to win tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns home games, autographed items, and more. See a complete list of prizes each week on ClevelandBrowns.com. Let's go now to the podium and hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
This week we seize another great opportunity for us to go on the road against a San Diego Chargers team that's in a similar situation that we are, both looking to bounce back from a loss. At first glance, what you're most impressed by is their offensive skill positions. You know, I don't think Philip Rivers has missed a start since, I want to say, 2006. He was just savvy guy, has seen it all. You know, it's hard to fool him. I know he's well known for his preparation. That's one thing we have to be very mindful of, making sure that we're not letting him know what we're in before the snap, as opposed to after. Clear difference maker there, and he's surrounded probably by the best trio of receivers that we faced in. And Keenan Allen, Malcolm Floyd, and Stevie Johnson. It's a deep group. They're all very productive. I think the rookie back, Gordon's playing well. Woodhead is a potential mismatch out of the backfield. They use him a lot in empty and in almost a wide receiver type role. We're aware of their issues up front, that they finished the game a little banged up in the offensive line. But just kind of the way they play, I know they'll be confident that they can overcome it, whether it's getting the ball out, lots of screens, running it. So we'll obviously look to take advantage of it, but I wouldn't put too much weight into that, especially with a veteran quarterback. Defensively, they do some good things, creative stuff. I've known John Pagano for a long time. He does an outstanding job. His guys play with a lot, you know, high effort, high energy, intense. Corey Legit is kind of leads the front. Him and Kendall Reyes. Melvin Ingram is a guy on the edge that we have to be very well aware of. But the defense really run, kind of goes with Weddle. Been playing for, I think he's only missed three games and since his second year, he's only missed three starts. Similar to Woodson in that they move him all over the place. He kind of quarterbacks the back end. That if he recognizes something, I know he's very diligent with his prep, and I think we have to do a good job of making sure that we're not obvious in some of the things that we're trying to do. But he's a guy that we have to be very aware of. I know they're a little bit banged up on the back end. We'll know more going into the. Going into the end of the week, but that's not something that we can focus on. It's the theme's really this has to be about us and getting our issues cleaned up. On the injury front, the only guys that won't practice today are Craig Robertson, Gip, Kwan, and then Turbin and Solomon remain out. Everybody else will be on the injury report. Should be going on at least a limited basis. I'll open it up.
There's a lot of external debate about your quarterback situation, and according to some, there's some internal discussion as well. Have any of your players expressed disagreement with you playing Josh over Johnny?
No, and we're confident in that our players know that my door is open, that their position coach's door is open, that the coordinator's door is open. We have a leadership council where there's a player in each room, so there's certainly resources available. Are we going to have a 1,000% agreement on how we're using players and how we're doing that? No, it falls into, you know, coaches coach and players go out. They have their jobs to do, but are they going to have opinions? Certainly. So I'm confident that there's no rift in the locker room. I think the way our players reacted signifies that. And we always talk about controlling the controllables and external debate, as you put it, is something that we don't control. So we're confident in our plan and we'll move ahead forward with it.
Thank
We've talked to the team periodically just about media policy, and if you want to go on, you know, if you want to put put your name on something. So as far as multiple players being off the record, like I said, we talked to them about it, but that's not something that I'm concerned with. I know it makes for good copy and clicks outside of here, but given the veterans that we have in the room and being on the inside and talking to the players constantly and getting feedback from whether it's other coaches or other players and getting a sense for the pulse of the locker room, that I'm confident that this is not an issue.
Mike, are you at all concerned about Josh McCown being in a tough spot with all the, you know, just, I know you call it outside noise, but even in the game when the crowd is chanting Johnny repeatedly?
No, I mean, there aren't too many NFL quarterbacks that are not in a quote unquote tough spot. Comes with the job. I mean, I think he has tremendous mental toughness. He's been in this league a long time, and whether he's personally gone through it or a quarterback that he's worked with has gone through it, I don't think he's any stranger to situations like this. So I think that would be the least of our problems worrying about, you know, how Josh is handling this.
Mike, there's multiple reports out there you guys have extended Austin Davis. If so, why the urgent need to get that done now?
I'm not going to speak specifically on contract issues, but, you know, Austin, as I've been very clear with here, was a guy that we liked, that, you know, a lot of times those windows will open up, sometimes at the request of the agent. And if the two sides are in agreement that there's a window of opportunity to get something done, then you move forward and get it done. But the specifics of it I won't get into, but I just know that he's a player that we like his skill set, we like his mentality, we like his competitiveness, how he approaches football, and felt that it would be a win for us to get him signed to a longer-term contract.
How does that work, Mike, when the GM is not in the building?
We have a GM who's in Bill Koharik, who's in his place, who can make those decisions. We have guys that you know, Sashi Brown, that can, you know, Chris Cooper, they can work the contracts. We don't just lock the office door to the GM and don't do anything GM-related.
Mike, that was a little bit of a follow-up on Tony's question. With the TMZ story, do you believe that three of your players spoke off the record to TMZ?
I've said all I'm going to say on that.
Like, Josh is on the injury report with the hand. Do you think it's going to limit him at all or affect him?
I talked to him yesterday about it. I don't think so. I think it'll for the most part be resolved by the end of the week. I don't know if it'll limit him in practice at all, but I don't think it's anything major.
Johnson, obviously one of the concerns coming out of training camp was how much time he missed. Is he, to your mind right now, still kind of chasing things because he did miss that time? And where do you see his development, and how much was it hurt by that time that he missed?
It was a setback. I would say he's close, that he's – I think he's getting good reps in practice. Some of the game experience he's getting, I think we need to I'll get with Flip and just kind of get a sense for, you know, we'll have a plan by the end of the week just based on how practice goes. And, you know, as we continue to look at some of the areas, whether it's third down, whether it's red zone, as the week goes on, just the number of times we're gonna get him involved, you know, how many touches we want to get him.
Can you specifically say things that, like you mentioned the other day on Monday, there were a couple of things that you liked that he did. Can you tell us what you like what he does and what he's still really working to get up to speed on?
Well, I think some of the protection stuff he needs to get cleaned up. I think from a running standpoint, I think he's getting a better sense of what we're doing scheme. He's got a good feel for the zone scheme. He knows how to press it one gap at a time and plant his foot when he needs to. I do think he has a good feel on the pass game. Just get, you know, leaking out on the check down and getting open, presenting a quarterback friendly target. I mean, I think we saw it in the drive at the end of the game, and the ability to take a 4-yard pass and turn it into a pretty significant gain and get out of bounds.
And Mike, I'm sure this is not the first team you've been on where you've had a tackling issue. What's the best way to, or the easiest fix for missed tackles?
It's the hardest thing to practice because you just don't want to do it live, especially in season. You do some live work during training camp, but you're constantly talking about it, showing more and more good examples on tape of here's how to do it. You work it as you drill it as best you can without actually doing it live, and you just keep pounding it as a priority.
Sunday's problems were just bad angles and guys out of position.
It was a lot of different. You couldn't say it was any one thing, but it's something clearly alarming to have that to be at that number, and then the amount of yardage that came with it, and it's something that our guys that we pride ourselves on tackling well that we feel we can get guys to the ball in a hurry and have an opportunity to minimize the gain, and we have to do that.
On K1's injury, have you talked to him about this now, and is there a concern there? He's had so many of these in the last couple of years.
Well, anytime there's multiple, there is a concern. I mean, it's just unfortunate because he was – I mean, Tennessee might have been the best game that he's had as a Brown.
And then what about him making the jump with Craig being out?
Yeah, we'll definitely put more on his plate that he's just being a lighter guy than some of the other NFL linebackers that he needs to understand his pad level at times has to be a little bit better. Below delivery, you got to be lower. But I think overall he's got a good sense for what we're trying to get done. He's made plays. And his reps will get up, and you'll probably see some of Tank out there as well. I like having that rotation. It's hard to make Kirksey a full time linebacker then, because then you're really losing two special teamers. You lose Craig, then you lose Kirksey, or to some extent at least a phase or two from him, and you don't want to do that. So I think you can job share a little bit with Tank, and whether it's Tank, Carlos, and Craig, we feel we have three solid guys. Or Tank's a guy that played well. I mean, he might have been one of our best defensive players in the spring. Had a good training camp for us, and he's a guy we've always felt that, hey, if he gets a chance to get in there and play, he's going to be productive.
With the fans grumpy and the stuff on talk radio and these reports and the years of losing and a bad home loss and all that nightmares, as the head coach of this team, how much of it do you feel is on you to be the guy to pull this team up by its bootstraps from things like that?
Well, I used the quote earlier: control the controllables. And the only thing that we know how to do is not to get caught up in that, because that stuff can just drag you down emotionally. That you just start to let the past just kind of sit on your shoulders, I won't allow it to happen to myself, and won't allow it to happen to this team. We have a heck of a challenge in front of us this week, and the best cure for the way things are is to go out and win. So we're going to funnel all of our energy into that and jump on a plane out to San Diego and see if we can get that done.
Coach, going into a week where you're going to the West Coast, first time in a couple of years you've gone to the West Coast, do you do anything different preparation-wise?
A wise coach once told me that if you want to, we were having debates about going on the road. He said, you want to win on the road, take a damn good football team with you. That's the easiest thing. So, we want to be fresh. We want to be focused. We want to be prepared, and that's the best way. I don't think we're going to kind of get ourselves out of our element. We're going to go out on Saturday. I know some teams in the past have chosen to go out for the week. Have chosen to go out. I've been a part of a lot of teams that have gone out on Friday, and just doing the research on it. The earlier you go out, the more potential effect it has, negative effect it has on you the following week. So we just wanted to treat it as, hey, it's a little bit longer of a flight. We're going to leave a little bit earlier on Saturday, but stick to our routine. Try to keep our meetings as close to East Coast time as we normally would. Not try to just get adjusted overnight, and like I said, fresh, focused, prepared, and go out and play. So you know, there's some little things that we'll do with the trip, but other than that, there's nothing major.
That's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine's press conference before practice today. Can tell you that Joe Hayden is out there practicing today for the Cleveland Browns, so certainly a good sign there, as is Desmond Bryant and Travis Benjamin, Tashaun Gibson, Kaywan Williams, Craig Robertson, Robert Turbin, and Scott Solomon are not practicing today. But Hayden, Des Bryant, Travis Benjamin, Josh McCown are all out there, so good news there for the Cleveland Browns. When we come back, we're going to go around the league with our producer, Dave DiNatale.